Hi, and thanks for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab, powered by PIA Mid-America. We're a regional trade association supporting the printing and packaging industry. In today's conversation, Teresa Campbell and Janie Morris talk about launching the podcast, industry priorities, and key initiatives across the region.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Janie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Very good.
I'm so excited to be doing this. This is a long time coming and something that I'm really excited about, doing this podcast for 2026 for PIA and our members.
Me too.
Well, let's get started. We have a little bit of a format for these leadership bites. I want to learn a little bit about you and then tell us more about PIA Mid-America.
Perfect.
So how did you come to PIA Mid-America and to print? What got you interested to begin with?
So it was really a conversation at the college level. So when I went to college, very interested in graphics and creativity, but really had a business sense that was attracting me. And so print is really the perfect place for a business mind to be exposed to the creative process, that the craft, the talent that individuals have.
Yeah, it is. I know you had your own business for a little while and you taught before coming to PIA. What brought you to PIA Mid-America to the role that you're in now?
Really, it was drawing me back. So I worked in operations management and on the business side of things. And then I got recruited to go and teach at the college level, really when digital prepress became so important in our industry. And that was great. But working for a state-run institution is very different than the commercial market. And you're somewhat removed from the reality of business, a lot more red tape, and the industry was calling me back. And so I really needed to get back to that place where I was dealing with day-to-day issues, with day-to-day concerns, with business owners who have real projects to celebrate and concerns to address.
I love it. Well, it's been great working with you these last 4 years. Can you believe that? I too share that similar story of being in print and stepping adjacent to the industry for a little while and then coming back. And it's been such a great adventure these last several years.
I agree.
Serving our members. Yeah. So Mid-America's had an evolution. Since the 1870s or so, right? It all started in San Antonio.
Right. And so that was our very first chapter. And our industry is really as old as communication itself, being able to get information down on news sheets or in books and allowing people to communicate with each other makes our industry hundreds of years old, and it continues to evolve. So there's some great, exciting things happening, even as we connect to new digital technologies.
Yeah, it's been a really wild ride watching things from when I first got involved in print. It was the computer to plate technology was really starting to ramp up, and now we have inkjet that is not quite comparable to offset, but you got to look a little bit closer than you used to, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So we're a team of seven, and we seem to do a lot. Tell me about a little bit more about PIA Mid-America and how we serve the industry and the print community.
So we are focused on the South Central region of the U.S., and that is Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Western Missouri. The great thing about being a regional association is we really get into the depths of what's happening right here in our backyard, the grassroots of sometimes things are a little bit different here than they are in California or they are in the Northeast. And that gives us the ability to focus right here to help those that are our neighbors and friends, our community in the print world. Certainly, we have five pillars, and it all really revolves around around our community. Our community needs education and training, so that's one of our focuses. Our community needs assistance with leverage programs where they might not have the leverage to buy or influence contracts, but when we come together as a much bigger community, we have that opportunity. Certainly our industry is evolving in terms of workforce, so we've given some attention to that and hired a workforce development manager, and there's some new exciting things on the horizon as it relates to workforce development. And then advocacy. Advocacy is really that fifth pillar, starting with community and ending with advocacy to help educate our society, our legislative leaders, to know that some of the choices that they make impact the people, the real people in this industry, and that will impact people's jobs and families and whether they can afford groceries. So it comes right back to that relationship that we have with our members.
Great. We've mentioned evolution a few times in the last several moments. Let's talk about this podcast, the Print and Packaging Lab that we're launching here in 2026, and how it came about as we were planning for what was next and evolving PIA Mid-America and how we interact with our members.
You know, it's really an opportunity for the listener, a new avenue to get small bites of information to our members without any pressure, without a big obligation, without a huge presentation, really just bringing it back to that conversation to say, let's connect, let's discuss, let's reflect on what's happening.
Yeah, I think we've noticed that a lot in the last few years. You know, we're an industry of involved, engaged working managers and leaders, and there just doesn't seem to be the same amount of time and space available as there were 10 years ago to be able to sit down to the new thing then, which was webinars, and so I'm excited.
Definitely, things are moving faster. Technology is helping that to happen with AI and different things that make it exciting, but it also makes it hard to keep up. And so finding an easy way, another way to listen and learn is what we're looking to offer.
Yeah, I love it. I think you said a while ago, it's a place for leaders to think and listen differently and reflect. And I love that they can turn this on in their car or at night while they're getting ready for bed and brushing their teeth or wherever it can fit into their day rather than having to be at a computer. So that's super exciting for me.
Right. An earbud in your ear while you're on a flight, and it might only be an hour flight, but you could pick up some nuggets of information and then find inspiration or reflect on how it might change the outlook for your day.
That's great. So fun. I want to go into something that you mentioned a little bit earlier. It was the leverage programs that we offer with Vestas and Card Connect and Clean Earth. You and I have seen the numbers and the savings, and those are exciting. But I think what's really great about how we've approached those leverage programs is that it's not just about saving money, but it's how we can really support and make an impact on the days of our leaders that are having to deal with things that come up, right?
Right. It is certainly, you know, I see it as a relief from that extra stress. Yes, the dollars matter. And yes, it is our intent to save them money, but it's also allowing us to help manage the process for them so that they're not having to do it all themselves, that they really do have a community and a team behind them to allow them to say, okay, I didn't get towels today. PIA, get on it. And we'll make sure that those towels arrive while at the same time making sure that there is significant savings to put towards other investments.
Yeah, I love the story that came up about the, towards the end of last year, where we were working with a member here in Texas, and their waste was miscategorized. First of all, 4 years ago, had you said, Janie, you're going to become a novice expert in hazardous material, I would have laughed. But now I know a lot more than I ever did, that's for sure. And compliance is big. At the end of the day, working with our supplier partner and our Clean Earth reps, I think you saved like $25,000, right?
Right. And it could be as simple as looking at their waste and how they're going about disposing of it today. In the situation you're referring to, they were buying new totes, they were collecting their waste, they were having to have it trucked off and paying transportation fees, and we're able to offer an option to just go and vacuum it out of that tote, continue to reuse that tote, and cut out a significant amount of cost.
It's wild. I mean, there is so much that has to do with compliance, about how long it can sit on the floor. And I valued that we're now experts-ish in that and can advise our members on that, because I don't know that I would have been thinking about that as a manager in a print firm unless somebody brought it to my attention. That's for sure.
Well, and that's what we really hope to do, is not put it all on that business owner or that working manager to make them feel like they have to come up with every solution, but to offer a discussion that says, hey, let us take the ball and run with it and see if we can come up with something and think outside the box and say, what if we brought a vacuum truck?
Those are really fun win days. Workforce is always part of the conversation, whether it's company culture that's impacting people staying or leaving, whether it's getting new students interested, whether it's educating the ones that we have to know more and do better. I know it's a focus of ours every single week. What's exciting to you right now about the possibilities of workforce development in our region?
Well, there's a few things that are going on, but if I just focus on the program that we are building with Dallas College to have an apprenticeship that serves our industry, that's super exciting. There's going to be federal funding. There's going to be curriculum that is managed by PIA and an online portal. And then there's going to be engagement from our members to do on-the-job training. And it will be a constant rotating pool of candidates instead of feeling like where's the young people? Young people want to be here. They just don't know about our industry, and this is going to give us an opportunity to explain it.
Yeah, that's great. I went to a leadership day at a high school last year, and I sat down with these young folks, and we start a lot of these presentations going, tell me about the first time you engaged with print. And, you know, they were all pointing to things that were paper printed, and our industry is so big and it is everywhere. You know, we've talked about it being on our clothes and our toothbrush, and what would happen if the cereal boxes weren't printed in the store? How would we know what we're buying? And I think when we're able to share that story, it really gets the wheels ticking and people excited.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, it's definitely an ecosystem. Like, you know, there's so many things that can be done in print, whether it's production or sales or accounting and HR. So much opportunity. It's great.
Absolutely.
Last issue in our advisor, we wrote about the relationship economy, and that topic came out of a board meeting that we had, where we were talking about AI and automation and things evolving in the print industry, and one of our members said, you know, the only thing that you can really trust is that human to human connection. And so let's talk a little bit about community and how you see people coming together with us. And
sure. Certainly PIA is about belonging. It is about being a part of a circle where you have trusted confidants, where you can pick up the phone or send an email and say, I don't really know much about this. Help me understand. And you can trust that there's a real person on the other end that says, I feel your pain. I know what you're going through. Others have addressed it in this way. Here's some resources and tools. And here's some trusted connections that I want to introduce you to so that you can talk with somebody else who's had those feelings that you have about where you, about what you're facing, good or bad, exciting or challenging. It is that using the technology to help us build that relationship or that connection that we really push for.
So last year, Teresa, we had a report from our partner at Middle Tennessee State University, Dr. Ralph. He does surveys of the print industry and then combines that with some other research that he does. He was really talking about the value that membership and association can bring. And I know this sounds like a little bit of a plug and a justification to be part of an association, but I thought the financial results that were coming out of those who chose to belong was incredible.
You're exactly right. And I don't think it's as shocking as maybe it should seem when we put our finger on it. It is clear in the study that he produced that those organizations who are members of their regional print and packaging associations are financially more successful than the competition who is not part. I think it goes to the leaders in those organizations that say, I want to be open-minded. I want to give my people an opportunity to connect and to learn. And by doing those things, they are enhancing their success. We know that they are more successful than those who do not participate in their trade associations. And it goes back to that relationship. It goes back to that opportunity to build community and connect and to help each other to be successful. And so all ships rise with the tide, and all of those that are a part of their associations, fortunately, are more successful.
Yeah, it was such a great report. We still share it to this day. We just finished our graphics judging last week. That was fun.
Absolutely. I would say it was probably one of the best judging experiences that I've had. So I've been with PIA for 12 years, 10 years in my position. So I've done this a dozen times. And, you know, every year it evolves, and every year I see something new or different from where the industry is going, what they're producing. I would say that the entries this year were so real, so intentional, so designed to bring value to the customer. But in the same sentence, I have to say the beauty was incredible. My gosh, the talent that the printing industry has in producing printed product that brings significant value to the customer. At the end of the day, everybody's trying to communicate, move a product, gain or distribute information. And that's exactly what all of those pieces are doing. I can't wait for this year's galas to be able to display all of those entries and for everyone to see the incredible work that our region produces.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, what's fun for us, we're all in a different space in our office, so nobody ever try to come find us and figure out who the judges are. We're secluded away, but our team is down there together, and we're listening to our judges sometimes, and we hear ooh and ooh la la and wow. What really is fun and not necessarily shocking, because we know the talent of our members, is that they're not saying ooh and wow to the pretty designs. They're looking at the print, and it is a technical competition, and they're geeking out over registration and how many passes foil goes down, and the stories that are shared about the production headaches that that came with the perfectly printed piece, right?
Right, right. You just don't realize what all goes into it. I'd have to say the one word that they came up with several times was superb. And we were in a division looking at publication printing. And, you know, some might say, oh, how exciting can publications be? And they were so impressed that, you know, they started to break out different segments to say, let's put these over here competing on an uncoated sheet, and let's put these over here on a coated sheet, and let's look at, they all have crossovers, and they're so well done that if you didn't know that they had to work so hard to match those up, you would have thought it was automated. But it is a manual process, lots of signatures, they all have to come together, and to have incredible crossovers consistently from publication to publication was just superb.
There were some that just blew my mind where every single page crossed over. You know, as a designer, sometimes I'm sitting there nervous about that and go, oh, can I reformat this just a little bit? I think I could go to any of those who were competing there and get it done. It was awesome.
Definitely.
I'm going to switch gears to some advocacy. We mentioned that it's something that's not very sexy but something that's important. You know, there's been some things that have shocked me sometimes that we're advocating for. For example, the use of carbon black, the fact that Texas wanted to have the EPA regulate letterpress printing presses. And have them really report on the waste that was coming out of what is now more essentially a die cutting machine in a lot of ways. We've got some other things on the horizon. You want to talk about anything that's up and coming?
Certainly. There's probably one thing that is coming that is will impact our entire industry, even if you're not necessarily in that segment. And our industry really needs to rise up and have a voice and talk to our friends and neighbors about it, to our families, so that everybody realizes that there is a decision that's going to be made in the Senate that could flip the Security Exchange Commission to default to digital communication as the standard, and they would have to opt in to get paper statement sent to them. That will have a huge impact on our industry. When you think of all the transactional printers or publication printers or even the envelope side, envelope manufacturing, it will also have a huge impact on the Postal Service. And while we try to control costs there, if we cut out a large portion of their revenue, the prices will have to go up on postage, and then we make it even harder to get mail to people. Probably for us, it's not just about advocating for our industry. It's about advocating for the American public, that we have the right to be able to get information distributed to us in the way that we find easiest and not make it so hard to have to go opt in. It's going to require our seniors, are retiring population, to have to manage logins, to have to manage internet connections, to manage cybersecurity, to manage where they go and find the statements that they're looking for, and then try and download them versus what they've been used to, which is to get them in the mail and be able to decipher them there in front of them. You know, many feel like it's the responsibility of the SEC to make sure that the information is easily decipherable and not so hard to get to or so hard to understand and realize. And then if you flip it the other way around, there is still a cost to doing it electronically. I know that there are many data centers being built and going in all across our region. We have more wide open spaces, and so they're not as many are being built in California or in the Northeast, but they are being built here in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. And that will increase the cost of electricity for the users. And it is going to be more expensive on the electricity side than it would have been to pay the postage to get that number 10 envelope with the information in it that you needed.
Yeah, well, and that's an excellent point. You know, it is about the industry from an advocacy standpoint. Yes, print is important, and we're there for that. But it's also about the users and the end users that are having to read things, and the infrastructure that goes through all that. It's a complicated issue, and something as we get closer to this hitting the Senate floor, I know that we'll be sharing with our members and the public to help educate them on ways they can help. And I appreciate you making that easy for our members.
Absolutely. And it's important. Shockingly, it passed in the House. We didn't expect that to happen, but it was tacked on to another bill that had other things that were very good. And so it was hard for our House of Representatives to say, just take out this one piece, easier to let it go through. And we need to speak up and say, that's not okay. We don't want that part of it.
So we're at the beginning of 2026. It's mid-February right now. What excites you about this year's industry's evolution?
I would have to say the opportunities are incredible. While every industry and economic situation can put pressure on businesses and create challenges, there are also opportunities that are coming up left and right. Janie, you were good at mentioning that one of our PIPI reports talked about being a part of your industry association. One recently talked about diversification among our members and the ability to look at different areas and how you could offer more value to your customers just by diversifying in your product. There were some statistics in there that said, you know, let's look at commercial printing when they add labels and commercial printing when they add packaging and all of these different areas or segments. And some of the numbers, adding packaging added value to the bottom line in some scenarios up to 39%, which was a huge number for an opportunity to look into. Packaging does not seem to be going away. It certainly is a huge growth area, and not only for what's in retail stores, but what's being delivered to our doors, everything that people are ordering from Amazon or, you know, even paperback books. Those are all being either delivered to a store or a door, and it's in a package. It comes in a package.
Yeah, great points. And we saw a lot of great packaging at the competition this year. That was fun. Where do you see our industry being most resilient and adaptable?
Certainly in the area of domestic product. When we think about the things that are printed here and what really needs to remain here, there is a resiliency building in things that in the past were outsourced to other countries, and it took longer and it maybe wasn't the same quality, but it was cheaper. And so consumers pushed for that direction. Now we have some things happening with tariffs and some education things that are actually helping our industry to say, we can get it done just as quickly, just as cost effectively, and with better quality if we do it right here. And so we have seen some of the tides turn in that area, which is a changing environment that's exciting.
Yeah, that is. Anything that excites you in particular this year?
You know, we look at a lot of things that are happening in the market, and things seem to be consistent. While there are some things that make things feel unstable, the economy is fairly stable, and the markets are doing really well. I'm hoping that it continues for quite some time, and that we don't see a significant downturn. And that's promising that we have that opportunity in our lifetime to continue that growth.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to end with something called a lightning round for you. And we're going to start easy and then end with maybe a poignant moment. So are you a winter girl or a summer girl?
Definitely summer. Love the sunshine.
What's your favorite fruit?
Wow, that's a tough question because I really love all fruit, but I would have to go with the peaches or watermelon or any melon, or certainly even, you know, the berries, the blackberries or raspberries. I'm a summertime fruit girl.
What's your favorite color?
Well, Janie, I would have to say if we're picking out a tire, I'm going to go with black every time. It's slimming. It is easy. It's doesn't show dirt. But if I have to go just in general with color, I'd probably say somewhere in the yellow or orange ranges. Just the bright colors seem to attract me.
Yeah. Yeah. That fits in with your summer. What is one thing you feel that people underestimate about the printing industry?
You know, I would say they just underestimate the sheer capacity, the amount of products that get printed. And when I bring it up to someone who's not familiar with our industry and say, just take one day of your life and think about everything around you that gets printed, much of the fabric on the clothing that we wear, shoes that we're wearing. You wake up in the morning and your alarm is probably on your phone nowadays, but your phone case is printed, your toothpaste tube is printed, your toothbrush is printed. You go into your kitchen and your cereal box is printed, the labels on your milk or your coffee cup. I mean, it is, a human being can't encounter one day without experiencing print hundreds of times, and they just really take it for granted. They just don't realize how is around us and without it, how blank and boring our world would be.
Yeah. Print is definitely alive, well, and thriving. What's a leadership lesson that took longer than expected for you to learn?
I would say, you know, what comes to mind for me is it's right along the lines of workforce and our younger generations and the fact that it takes more time for our educational systems to adjust than the typical commercial world. We have been working on apprenticeships for some time now, and sometimes I'll get frustrated and say, why does it take them so long? But it is it's a very government-driven, very red tape-heavy process, and we need to recognize that even education and workforce development has systems and processes in place to protect our young people, and that takes time.
Yeah.
More time than we want sometimes, but it's worth it in the end to protect them.
Yeah. Agreed. Patience really is a virtue some days. When you think about our members and when they engage with us, what do you hope that they feel and take away from the experiences they have?
You know, I get to have these conversations with members on most days, and that's probably the funnest part of my job. Although sometimes we're dealing with a challenge, I want them to know that good leadership is patient and that all the things they're doing to make a positive impact are paying off, but we have to look at the light at the end of the tunnel. And so our industry is made up of some really good, hardworking people who are doing the right things, not only for themselves or their business, but for their employees, for their communities. And it's just not as easy as happening overnight. It doesn't happen that quickly. So everybody has a challenge to say, I'm working on anything from improving cash flow to investing in equipment to investing in my people, and that stuff doesn't happen overnight. So be patient. They are all moving in the right direction, and they should be celebrating the fact that they that they're able to pay attention to the fact that they are moving it in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time today and sharing print with our community and our audience. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab today, powered by PIA Mid-America. And we look forward to having you listen more.
Thanks, Dani. I appreciate the opportunity.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.